Chapter 29, 4th July, 2011, Cologne. They reach Cologne in the early morning after a drive of more than 7 hours, broken only by a few short stops. Beulah was amazed that Nicholas apparently needed no sleep and showed not the slightest sign of tiredness. He had driven the whole way in silent concentration. Even driving for hours in the dark didn't seem to worry him. All the way, Bueller had been thinking over what Nicholas had told him about his last few weeks in Cologne and his meeting with Peter Adam. He still didn't know whether or not to believe him, but on the other hand, he didn't think Nicholas was one to go in for far-fetched falsehoods when he had a gun in his hand. So Bueller kept his mouth shut and refused to be shocked. Instead, he busied himself with Leonie's drawings. Her brightly scrawled depictions of her nightmares still made his flesh creep. But the more he looked at them in the pale glow of the car's internal light, the more he was convinced they contained messages he didn't understand, along with the grisly pictures full of reds with the lion man.